You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back with Brad King. He is a nutritional researcher, the author of 11 books, including international bestsellers Fat Wars, BioAge, and the award-winning Beer Belly Blues, and his latest book, Dirty Diets. Brad, before the break, we were talking about, that some people can over-exercise and still gain weight. Let's talk about the environment. What are there environmental factors that are contributing to, people being more overweight today than they were 50 years ago?
Well, absolutely. And Dave, we have to understand that when we talk about obesity or we talk, some people don't consider themselves obese, but they'll say, geez, I have a few extra pounds to lose. A lot of people really aren't honest with where they are specifically right now within their life. And a lot of people will compensate or they'll, they'll make excuses for themselves. I mean, this has been proven over and over again. It happens even with our children where there's been so many studies that have shown when parents are asked questions about their child, if their child is obese, many times over that parent will protect the child or think they're protecting the child and actually say that their child is not overweight or does not really have that much extra weight to lose. So we do the same with ourselves, and what we have to understand is this is multifactorial. When we talk about losing body fat, can we blame it on the environment? Absolutely, we can blame an aspect on the environment because researchers have suggested that these drastic environmental changes during the last few decades, and we're talking more in particular about the production and the usage of synthetic chemicals, could be largely responsible for a loss of our overall metabolic function, our inability to be able to get right at the fat stores. And there was a study from the Journal of the Alternative and Complementary Medicine going back about 10 years ago, and they showed, actually, they pinpointed that the rise in the use of these synthetic chemicals over the years absolutely matched the rise in the number of overweight and obese adults throughout North America. Now, the studies show that it seems like a lot of these chemicals, which are pesticides, can negatively affect the brain chemistry, and they possibly interfere with specific areas of the brain that are involved in our ability to control our overall weight. So they can increase the amount of the appetite, the craving response. They can decrease the amount of calories that we're able to use over a 24-hour period. They can upstimulate the amount of enzymes that are there to take things and store fat within our fat cells. So there are a lot of things that work against us with the type of environment, the things that we're breathing in, the things that we're putting into our mouths, especially if we're not eating 100% organic produce. A lot of the chemicals that are found in common skincare products, whether it is skin cream, whether it is shampoos or soaps or cleaning products, we're talking primarily parabens. Parabens are these very, very strong estrogen mimicking chemicals, so they can get into our body very easily. Things like methylparaben, things like bisphenol A, which are found in plastic. A lot of people are still heating food up in plastic containers and storing in plastic containers as opposed to glass or stainless steel, and that is definitely going to leach some of those chemicals into the water, into the food. We see this in the lining of canned food. I never eat canned food, but I know there are a lot of people that do. When that food is heated up, when it's pasteurized, it's heated up in the can with that plastic lining, and that bisphenol A, that chemical, leaches directly into the food, and that can accumulate into our body. Now, understand, when I say this is multifactorial, that means we can't just point a finger and say, oh, well, no wonder I'm fat. There's a lot of pesticides in the air, and that's not my fault. I can't control that, so I might as well just have another Sunday. It doesn't work that way. You need to move your body. You need to eat the right foods. And yes, you should protect yourself against these environmental toxins. And you do that by taking supplements that contain indoles. Two in particular we have, are, one is called male energy for men, and the other is called her energy for women. These are absolutely phenomenal supplements that have very high level of cruciferous compounds, natural chemical reactions that take place from broccoli and cauliflower and bok choy or any number of these cruciferous compounds. They have the ability to detoxify the problematic estrogens and actually elevate the very protective estrogens in both a man and a woman's body.
Brad, what about foods as well? So if I'm hearing you correctly, if we're eating broccoli and cauliflower, that's a good start, but you're saying we probably can't get enough. But what are there some other foods?
Yeah, you know, once again, the cruciferous vegetables, when it comes to protecting the body against these environmental toxins, nothing comes close to those. So, you know, once again, the broccoli, the cauliflower, anything that contains these very powerful indoles, what the study shows is that you would need upwards of 2 to 4 pounds of these vegetables every single day to impart the benefits that you would get from a supplement like male energy or her energy. Now, there are other things that you can take. For instance, we put out a formula called Wild Greens. And Wild Greens is a green formula that has medicinal mushrooms, very high levels of medicinal mushrooms, which are phenomenal at detoxifying the body. And also, weeds are some of nature's hardiest compounds. And let's face it, I mean, none of us, you know, I have this nice garden. I just started gardening this year, Dave. And I am constantly picking these weeds out of my garden. And, you know, I asked this landscaper once, I'll never forget it. I said to him, hey, can I ask you a question? He said, sure. I said, is that a weed? And I pointed to this thing growing out of the ground, and he said, do you like it? And I said, no. He said, then it's a weed. A weed is anything you don't like to look at. So I picked it out of my garden, but they keep growing back because they're so powerful in phytonutrition. So things like milk thistle and dandelion root, these are phenomenal for the liver. You can add these to salads. You can buy them in tinctures. You can buy them in capsules. They are found in things like my Wild Greens with all those other ingredients as well. All of these are exceptionally important for the body. And then obviously to support the body through proper nutrition. Very high grades of protein and not overcooked. Lean cuts of beef, no commercial ground beef. We're talking about everything being grass-fed, game meat if you can find it, free-run chicken, free-run uncaged eggs, organic yogurt, cottage cheese, wild salmon, high alpha whey protein. All of these are phenomenal for allowing the body to detoxify effectively.
Brad, you mentioned high alpha whey protein. What is that for people that don't know?
Yeah, that's a great question. High alpha whey protein is what is found in the human body. So when I put together a whey protein, I look at how is the human body going to be able to accept something from another mammal, from a cow, for instance. And what we find is actually a cow's body and our body has something very, very much in common. In mother's breast milk, the most important form of nutrition we could ever hope to give to our offspring, we have a very high level, 33%, as a matter of fact, of this perfect form of protein called alpha-lactalbumin. So what I've done is I put 33% of the exact same protein in a whey protein called high alpha whey protein. We guarantee 33% so the body recognizes it and accepts it. The human clinical research shows there is nothing better for the human body in terms of protein, in terms of helping to balance the chemistry of the brain, to allow the body to produce more of the feel-good chemicals, to allow the body to actually burn more body fat in conjunction with movement, which is another word for exercise, to allow people to sleep more effectively through the night. So high alpha whey protein is grass-fed. It's 100% natural, but it is the only protein on the market that contains the levels of what are naturally occurring in human mother's breast milk, and that's why so many people swear by it.
Brad, you know, you mentioned about, you know, people trying to lose weight. What are some of the things that are there supplements that they can take that, or some of the things that they can do as well, that can help speed up their metabolism?
Yeah, so no, great question. There are metabolic enhancers. I would not recommend a lot of them because they usually have too much caffeine. If you're someone that's drinking over 2 cups of coffee a day, you better relax a little and you better listen to your body, because if you are an agitated individual, your body cannot handle that extra caffeine. You can stimulate stress hormones right up until the time you go to bed. So watch any fat burner or metabolic enhancer or thermogenic aid. They're all part of the same family that has too much caffeine. We have one that has been in the industry for about 8 years. It is still one of the top selling ones because it's the safest, but it has the least amount of caffeine, but it still gives people enough of an energy jolt naturally, where that energy is coming primarily from the fat. And that is called lean energy. If you take a metabolic enhancer or if you take a lot of coffee, make sure you address your adrenal glands. And I'm sure Dr. Marita Show, who's coming up next, is going to talk about this because she's an expert in this area. But we have an incredible product called anti-stress, and people take that in the evening time if they take something like lean energy or drink too much coffee during the day, because that balances out the body. One other thing I would recommend is anything that will slow the release of insulin into the body after a meal. And that's where our ultimate starch and fat blocker comes in. If ever you are having a starchy meal, starchy vegetables, potatoes, corn, pastas, baked goods, any of these, you're going to release too much sugar. You'll put the body into a fat storage mode. With the natural ingredients within starch and fat blocker, the ultimate starch and fat blocker, what we do is we affect the enzyme that actually breaks down these starches into sugar, and it will inhibit about 60% of the calories coming in from those foods that turn into sugar, which allows people to burn more body fat because they're not overstimulating their insulin.
Brad, we only have a couple minutes left. Is there any tips you can give people on when and how to exercise for losing weight?
First thing in the morning, stop making excuses. Make it a priority. It's, you know, exercising is no longer an option. There should be certain things within your life that are no longer options. That is one of them. Exercise, make time for it every single day. 2 to 3 times a week, try to do weight-bearing activity. If you've never done it before, hire a personal trainer that's qualified. Talk to people, look at their profiles, and if they know what they're doing, hire them just to show you what to do. You don't need these people on an ongoing basis. You should learn for yourself. But when you do weight-bearing activity, that becomes your insurance policy for the future of allowing you to burn more body fat.
Brad, we only have a minute or so left. You want to sum up what we've been talking about today and talk about your book a little bit and
Absolutely.
Where people can get it?
I mean, Dirty Diets, it's a book that exposes the dietary lies that are making and keeping us fat. You can find more information at dirtydiets.com. Please go into Facebook. You can actually ask me questions. I interact with people on Facebook. Brad King Health on Facebook or Dirty Diets on Facebook. They both go to the same place. And listen, this is a common sense approach. This is not a quick fix. This is to literally start to master your own metabolism, and that's what it's all about. It's about allowing your metabolism to work for you as opposed to you constantly trying to get your metabolism to work.
And, Brad, you mentioned a few things that people can use that maybe talk quickly about that. About when and where they should put it. Are you talking about putting in smoothies or?
Yeah, so the ultimate high alpha whey protein you would take as a meal, you would make a meal out of it. So if you go to your health food store, make sure you get things like flaxseed oil or hemp seed oil or flax seeds or hemp seeds. That becomes your fat source. That also becomes your fiber source. You put that into the shake. You can either use things like coconut milk or you can use almond milk. Those are another really good fat source. Also a form of carbohydrates. mix those all in with the protein, that becomes a balanced meal because now you have the good carbs, the good fats, and the best protein. And then with the ultimate starch and fat blocker, if you are having starchy carbohydrates, popcorn or any of these processed carbohydrates or even potatoes, you can take it about 20 minutes before you eat, 3 to 6 capsules. They're very, very small capsules, and that will allow those enzymes to shut off so you don't absorb as much of the carbohydrates. And finally, if you're exercising in the morning, try the Lean Energy. It is absolutely amazing. Do not take it with coffee because you're going to get overstimulated. Take it instead of coffee and take it about 20 to 30 minutes before you exercise. You will release a lot more body fat.
Brad, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you. The book, again, is Dirty Diets, Exposing the Dietary Lies that Keep You From Looking and Feeling Your Best. And the website is dirtydiets.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Marita Show.